The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is your hard-earned money shrinking fast and you need some help? Call my friends at Lear Capital to learn more about owning gold and silver, the ultimate protection hedge against market volatility and inflation. And experts are predicting metals are set to soar. Learn more, 800-430-2919.
This is the Seculo Brothers Podcast. We want truth, no more lies, no more lies. We speak how we feel, no more compromise. Take away our freedom, huh? Now, this is America, land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me. Land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me.
Hey, welcome to the Seculo Brothers Podcast. Jordan Seculo is here, reported.
Logan Seculo, the voice that you heard promoting the gold company earlier on, Lear Capital. So we switched it on there. I started it, then Jordan took it, and then I came back from here. Now here we are.
And you've taken it again.
And look, if you listened to yesterday's show, you may have been like, man, those guys went buck wild. Well, today we're going to...
You got a little bit of like a taste of going inside the mind.
Oh, yeah. If you want to know how we work, that's a good way to look at it. I don't know
if that's part of the show. And how does this all come together? These intense broadcasts and the two-minute videos you might see me do, and the political stuff, it's really intense. Your mind's got to be... Lots of things go into that.
Yeah, you got to think creatively, think differently. And look, that comes out of the news. We're going to start with a topic here that I want you to kind of help me, walk me through. I've been preaching for years that we need what I call headline reform.
Because yes.
A lot of times it's very misleading, or headlines
that's all
change.
Look at.
Or what you have is, you know, I've learned some, like the New York Times will have a headline, and we'll talk about this. They do this often. They shift them. They switch them. But then so they're cached on, like, if you share it on social media as one thing, then you click on it and they haven't done what's called a rescrape, and there's not a new one. They haven't repopulated the new title. And that's kind of like what happened here, right?
Well, here what you have is an example of just a couple days apart.
Okay, same.
October 24th.
Yep.
And October 26th. But two different Supreme Court justices doing the same thing.
All right.
Both involves subpoenas for the January 6th. One is the January 6th committee. One is the Georgia investigation into the, you know, the Secretary of State there. It was Lindsey Graham. So you've got, again, two different subpoena issues. Two different justices, one similar subpoena issue. I don't want to get too confusing here with people. But on October 24th, this is what it read. Justice Thomas briefly shields Graham, that's talking about Lindsey Graham, from Georgia elections inquiry subpoena. The justice's order was a, quote, administrative stay that will almost certainly not be the Supreme Court's last word on the matter. Like, it doesn't matter what Justice Thomas is doing in there. 2 days later, that was for the investigation in Georgia. This is January 6th, but it's Justice Kagan.
Not January, October 26th, but about January
6th. Yeah, 2 days later. Justice Kagan temporarily blocks the January 6th committee subpoena. The justice's, quote, administrative stay of a subpoena for an Arizona Republican's phone records was not an indication of how the Supreme Court would rule. Just the, again.
Just giving people, I mean, it's somewhat giving the readers what they want.
Same action. It is administrative. It is technical. Neither one is definitive. And yet they still have to spin it nasty against Thomas.
Right. And that's how it always is. And that's how it always is going to be.
Certainly the Supreme Court will not follow what he did.
Right. The conservative Supreme Court that they already hate on the other side, that they already go after. I did find that interesting. You know, I think this
is... there were push notifications on Thomas. There was no push notifications.
Oh, I saw tons of...
They didn't even tell you what Kagan blocked.
Truthfully, I didn't even... Until right now, I didn't see the Kagan one. I saw the Thomas Graham one over and over and over, and I don't even really understand.
Do you think the January 6th one would get more attention, honestly?
It should.
Than the Georgia election. God, we're in another midterm. Can we stop talking? I would love to stop talking about 2020.
Well, I think you talked about that, is that we are only a week away from the midterms now, and we're still obsessed with the 2020 election. When now, hopefully, look, if you believe that the elections are what they are, you could have a large referendum In less than a week. Or not less than a week. A little more than a week.
Unless you're a time hopper and you've just come back from Election Day.
I have traveled well.
Logan just said we're less than a week from Election Day because...
Well, some of us have voted already.
I voted today.
I know.
My sticker's on my other... For my J Secular Live blazer. The Secular Broadcast.
Yeah.
Which is different than the Secular Brothers podcast, so all of you don't have to... And Logan is not my son. Look. I mean, can we do a split screen here?
I look like your son.
I don't know if we have that... Okay. No, I don't think so.
No. I meant your actual son.
It would
be
tough for me to have... No, I'm saying it would be tough for me to have you as a child.
Yeah, that's not possible. However, your child does look a lot like me.
Yeah, I have a son who looks...
You have a son who looks...
That's not weird.
Your son looks like me as a baby. And it kind of sometimes freaks me out because I'm like, this... I mean, my son looked like me as a baby. But your son, sometimes I'm like, whoa, that's like... My baby pictures have come alive through Leo. So it's pretty fun.
Yeah. Well, yes, that's true.
Yeah, so I look at this, and I do hate it because I do hate that people get fed this stuff, and social media really feeds it when you're sharing articles and you're talking about it. Because it's not only is it one sided, and of course it's from the.
I don't think either are that big a deal.
Neither are
to be honest with you.
No,
neither one deserves a push notification. Like to be honest with you, it's just that just shows you what they're trying to push out to you, and listen. I'm sure that the conservative side can be guilty of it sometimes, but we have such a smaller reach.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think Fox is a much bigger reach than the New York Times.
I don't know.
I would think so.
On like push notifications and things like that? I think New York Times probably has more.
I can't read most of the time the New York Times because half the time I click on it, it's, you got to subscribe. And I go, no, thank you.
Yeah,
it's like Netflix. Someone could send me.
I don't read a lot of those. I read what I need to read to prep for like radio, prep for this show, of course, to keep all of our work. But I am very much against like putting our lawyers and our team like on interviews with any of these people. We got one in yesterday. It wasn't for New York Times, but it was like, we're investigating right-wing Christian groups. They were like, oh, I don't think we're going to respond to this.
Yeah,
like,
no, thank you. Hard
I felt
pass.
Like writing back to them and saying, no one is going to respond to you because you're already like using terminology like we're mega mega.
Yeah, you should respond and just go, I hate goblins.
I do hate goblins.
I don't like goblins. Three word answer. I hate goblins. Goblins are the worst.
They are.
Yeah.
They're small, they're sneaky.
You know what will not
and
be
deadly.
As fun? Will not
I
be
think
as
they're
fun.
Deadly. And that one from the Lord of the Rings is disgusting. Does he have fish gills?
I don't know. He's a human who's just devolved.
I think Gollum eats fish.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, it'll be sad.
Riding fish. Tuna.
We have
tuna.
To figure out a DeSantis, potentially, impression. I think that's going to be hard. Like Biden was...
That's going to take a pro.
Biden's kind of hard. Like, Biden, you just got to go... You got to whisper. You got to do a...
You gotta
come
be
on,
old.
Man. Like, what does he always say? Oh, he gets here, and then he quiets, and then he goes in. You know,
come on, man.
Come on, man. You can do that, but that's hard.
You got to kind of have
just,
to go,
there's just so many Trumps. There's just like a million Trumps you could do. You could do all the eras. But then before that, Obama, a little hard. Wasn't the great. You had to kind of do a little pause.
A lot of
pause.
That
was it. Yeah. Was doing the pause.
Logan,
but then before that, you had the classics. You had George W. Bush and Bill Clinton that were like ripe for it.
Yeah.
So the Trump, Clinton, and...
DeSantis is
it's a little... I can't even do it. I have to work on it.
You have to be... Yeah, you have to be very... It doesn't change that much.
It's got a little, there's something in there. You got to find it. You got to kind of find where it is. It's not there yet. No. Yeah.
I hate goblins. And we're close to Halloween.
Yeah.
Is this our...
This will be our final show. Well, no, we'll do a show on Halloween. We'll do... Ooh, we're going to dress up?
I do have outfits.
Yeah. You were George H.W. Bush
as a child.
That's George.
Already
George, like,
showed.
I regret it.
Very bizarre. No, I don't regret it.
No, it sounded like it. You're like, oh, I was a child.
That was my first
I was
losing.
Making youth decisions.
No, I was like, I already. That's how much I love politics. I was 10.
Yeah.
Or maybe not even 10.
No, I don't think you were 10.
I would have turned 10 that year. So I guess I was 10.
I'm sure we have a picture somewhere we can post.
It was 1992, right? So yeah, I was 10. Just to turn 10. And I had the full mask. And I was all about it, and he lost.
It was very sad.
But I was hooked on politics.
Yeah. Well, and also I think that was the...
I made you dress as Reagan.
I don't think I was... Was I Reagan?
Yes.
No, I think it was Elvis.
No, you were Reagan. Now, you might have done it Elvis also.
I think I was Elvis.
At one point, I made you Reagan, walk around as Reagan.
I had a Reagan mask, that's right.
Yeah.
Like Point Break.
Kind of like Point Break, yeah. We
so
were a little bit like...
Were you all robbing stores? What was going on?
I know, yeah.
What was a time when you just roamed around your neighborhood? You really did trick-or-treat.
Full mask.
full mass, pitch black dark.
You just smelled of that rubber smell that you could yeah. everywhere.
Do they still have like the rubbery?
Oh yeah, I was at the Halloween store. They still have plenty of the rubber masks.
I feel like now it's all about, you know, you want your face to show so you can put it on your Instagram or your TikTok.
Well, for children, I don't feel like that way though. For little kids,
no. For little kids,
yeah.
I'm talking about for
grown-ups.
Adults.
Yeah, you don't really wear the big rubber mask anymore.
I have a full zip up skeleton suit.
I am,
which is really bizarre.
I don't. I mean, I guess I could say what I'm going to be.
But
I'm because I do. You said you have the full zip up, and I. Usually dress
it's
up.
It's a onesie. It's easy.
Yeah. I am Clay Calloway from the Sing film, Sing 2, which is Bono's character. It's yeah. a big lion.
It's a lion.
So I feel like that's good. You know, he preaches
still
a good word.
What you're looking for.
I know. My kids sing that. Your kids. Everyone sings that song. That song hits a lot harder now as an adult, by the way. I don't know why. You two never spoke to me. Like, very rarely. Saw them once. I thought they were great, but like checked off my bucket list. Like,
yeah.
I've seen them. Great. I saw you two. They were never my band. Then all of a sudden, Stinkin' Sing 2 comes out, and I'm like emotional crying at these songs, going, these are darn good songs. Okay? ScarJo can bring the heat in these songs. But you early voted.
Yes.
Why? Because people probably are curious. Why
oh, they
do
get
you,
angry, too. People get angry. I don't.
Hold on. Will just said that I still haven't found what I'm looking for should be Biden's playoff song when he leaves at a rally.
Yeah, because yeah. that's when he gets most confused.
Yeah.
Do I go down the stairs? Yeah. Whose hand should I shake? Am I seeing the ghost? He's talking to his mother. Like he's yeah. doing all the things.
I know.
Like he's seeing the light.
He is like the end of Sing too.
Yeah.
Let's let's talk about that though. Early voting. I think I don't know why it's become controversial.
No, you know what? We used to push this.
Yeah,
because
I've
it's
early
good
voted
to have
most.
Votes in the someone called it on radio day. Said it's in the bucket.
Yeah.
You want those votes in if you knew that you pushed out like a county that's very Republican. We're in one of those counties right now.
Yeah.
But if you cross over to the next county, it's not. So if you could push out this county and you've got more votes coming in, it's good on election day going in with more votes. That's how you used to look at it. But then people started saying they're not counting them. But I'm telling you, this it's the same process.
Yeah.
This is not absentee.
No.
Absentee,
no, in person.
I get why like throwing it to the UPS, USPS, is a little bit more nerve-wracking because you're like, will my mail get delivered? You can check, by the way.
And they do say a lot of times that those do not get counted unless necessary.
Well, they get counted, but they on election night, they don't yeah. necessarily open them up unless the margins are small enough.
Yeah, I voted absentee once, I think, in my life. Just I had to
elections,
college.
As people learn, are not certified until much longer than after.
Yeah.
We declare winners and losers well before all the votes have been counted.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can't do that. Sometimes you need all those votes. Sometimes there's recounts. But there's no difference between how I voted today and how you will vote on election day. It is the same machine. It is the same screen, same questions. The only difference is where I vote in Tennessee, there's not a lot of races where it's like, oh, something's going to come out about so I vote straight. Yeah, I'm a Republican. Yeah. I'm not voting ever for the D.
Look, I don't even know who is running against our governor.
It's a pro-abortion doctor. His whole thing, his rally, when he
like,
got
never
the Democrat nomination, there was no, he didn't have an event. Look, he just stood in front of the Capitol with like the TV light.
Well, yeah, gun in my head.
He was like,
I live in the state of Tennessee. I'm pretty involved in politics.
I know who he is.
And
he doesn't
even
run ads.
Know his name. I don't know who's running against our governor. Our governor is not the most loud out there guy either. So it's kind of like I forgot the governor that this was
he's
the time.
He's run a few ads, Billy.
I've seen some.
Just
yeah.
to kind of remind you.
Yeah.
Because he's running the state. It's not controversial. We are in one of the reddest states in the country. If not,
yeah.
we might be the reddest state.
I think
because we don't have Texas gets funky.
Yeah,
Georgia now. You know this place. Kentucky has a Democrat governor.
Alabama.
It's probably close.
You have the Doug Jones scenarios where that had us happen.
Yes,
and you have
Mississippi
probably maybe.
Close. But I think we're going to be down to one Democrat congressman for the whole state
in Tennessee.
Out of eight, I believe now we added one.
Yeah, and really, you've Democratic mayors in pockets of your big.
Yeah, of course, Nashville
cities.
Mayor is a Democrat, but he's pretty moderate.
Yeah, Nashville.
I was at a Republican consultant's.
Hey, don't say that. People, it was not a fan. He handled the
who
Cooper. He did not handle the COVID stuff very well during all of that. So that
didn't
was
we still open up though before most major cities.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like
so
saying
if you judge
DeSantis
him based off other major city
That's like
mayors.
Saying DeSantis didn't do a great job. When I look back on it, I'm like, well, you know, Disney World was open in 8 weeks.
If you look at other major cities,
yeah,
what I'm saying is his brother was a very liberal congressman. Yeah. He retired. He was in my district. That's been redistricted. I think the Republican Ogles is going to win.
Yeah.
And that will be probably a little
that's
closer.
That's a big district because you and I live
it is a big district.
Pretty far apart.
It starts in Murfreesboro all the way up to Franklin.
South Nashville, Paseo. We live probably 15 miles apart, and you could go another 15 miles one way or the other way and still be in that same district. Yep. But you early voted. I plan on early voting. I passed it yesterday, and I thought, I'm going to stop and do this right now. I voted in the primary. Now, the primary, there were so few places to vote. I voted on Election Day, and that was maybe my big problem is because there were so few places for the primary. Like, the lines were pretty wild because everyone...
Primary day, yes. Took me about an hour.
Because everyone who wanted to vote voted in one of, like, a handful of locations.
Right.
And that drove me nuts because I'm like, man, I know how this is going to go. Now, in...
Yeah, I have three kids. If I wait till Election Day, I am putting in a little bit of risk of I've never not voted. I usually was absentee voter because I worked on campaigns. I wasn't ever in my home state. But... So I always had done the, apply to get the ballot. But like Will, our producer, said, you just don't know. If you wait till Election Day, prepare for 2 hours, sometimes more.
Yeah.
I would say plan it out. Make sure, like, if you need to get people to take care of kids, if you're going to take your kids with you, or what else is on your calendar that day. It's not like we don't come, it's not a day off in America, and it's not a holiday, and you got to go to work probably, or take, some of your appointments that you make. And
now, here the schools get off on Election Day.
That's because they use a lot of the schools for voting precincts.
Like, but yeah.
Ours
do. I believe so. I'll have to check that. But I remember being told something, being like, you need to not do that. Or maybe that was for my son's orthodontist appointment.
Or that.
I feel like they were like, sorry, we can't. It's Election Day. I was like, man, one more day.
But what was cool about today? So I went to where I usually early vote, so same place I always go. 1 minute. That's all it took.
1 minute.
Literally.
Did you vote with a Sharpie? No. Did you vote with a little, was it with just finger?
No. I got a little straw.
A straw?
A little like the coffee straws.
Don't tell people this. I feel like they'll not be thrown. A coffee straw?
No, so you don't have to put your finger on it.
I know, but so it's just like a little tap?
Yeah.
Like the little tiny
You've never
swizzle.
Done that?
No.
What did you do?
Well, I have a vote. Last time, I voted with my finger.
I mean, you could have done that. But they offered it to you because of COVID, I think.
I like that. I don't want to touch stuff. They didn't give me that option before.
See, you live in a different
county. I live in a much more conservative county than you do. So my county, they're like, all bets are off here.
Yeah, I live in the city.
Yeah, city boy.
City boy. I don't know if I'd say that about where I live. No.
I mean, I would probably be more city than you are compared
to. In some ways.
Yes. Oh, yes. In most ways.
Do you think so?
I mean.
You think West Nashville's just kind of. You think we're soft?
I hear
you
both.
You think we're soft in West Nashville?
I hear both a mix of gunshots and coyotes all night.
What?
So.
You're making it
those
sound like.
Cars backfiring, Logan. I don't think those are gunshots.
I don't know. On the next door, people are like, you hear that? You hear that? With those fireworks? With those gunshots?
Okay,
you hear
it all the time. That's because the grandma's on next door. Figure that out, pal.
Oh, it's every time. Was that fireworks or gunshots?
I feel bad for.
No, the only thing scary, really, in my neighborhood is.
It doesn't even matter if you're a minority or not. Anybody who drives a car down the street at midnight gets on the next door. Like, I saw a car at midnight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Everybody's strange.
I've gotten pulled over here for just being out at night.
That happens over where I live.
I did drive a Hummer. So it was maybe a ridiculous thing to happen. And then I had a box. I was doing a TV show at the time. And I had a box of props and things in my back seat. And the cop came up and he looks in the window and goes, what are you doing with all them wigs?
Party boy.
I host a Christian television show. And he's like, oh, okay. It's not very Christ-like for you to be out 3 a.m. I mean, it was something like that. It was a very weird statement. I'm like, all right, thank you very much. And this was like, I can still remember the glow of the Blockbuster video. Like, it was this how long ago it was. Like, I can remember sitting there being like, I'm getting pulled over at 2 a.m. at this Blockbuster video.
You're a little bit of a nervous driver at that age?
At that point, I was good. I mean, I was getting in accidents a lot.
That's what I meant. I didn't want to imply.
I've only gotten in accidents.
Not big ones.
No, parking lots.
Yeah.
Parking lots were my jam for a while. I was
literally
every time I pull into a certain Walmart in the area, I'm like, that one happened there. That happened there.
I drove a Honda Civic, and he had a Hummer H2, and I've never seen something crumple like the door that he backed into.
His door?
It was in my blind spot. I just backed right into it.
Boom.
In slow motion, Will was going, no! And I smashed the door. And then I replaced it immediately. I felt horrible. It's probably one of the worst feelings I've had, because it was like a parked car. Will, my best friend's car, at his house. At the time, it was my house. Long story. And I smashed this door, and I go take it to the body shop, and they're like, all right, replace it. We order the door. Brand new door comes in, looks beautiful, except the lock is a different color. So we called it brown lock, because it was...
What?
Like, you know, like the locks would pop
up?
They were all black, except for the new door was brown.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So it was sort of like...
That's kind of cool.
And then Will totaled that car.
Because I have jackets, like sport cars, like where you get like the little lapel and you do like a little color dash.
I don't
kind
think
the same kind of thing.
Sure.
I'm sure that was the same.
It's you like usually a, see exact a custom. Same thing on my 2002 Civic.
you usually drive down the road and see a car with like that bumper is a different color and go, that's cool. That's cool.
No.
Good job. But then the
But like
car,
I said, there's a guy on Instagram who like always judges trucks. He's like, what are you going to get with this person with this kind of truck if this guy drives it? And he always says like the guy with the multi-paneled truck, at least you can trust, like, because they're there to get the job done.
Yeah, and then Will's car got totaled later on, and he broke off the lock and kept it, so he still has brown lock somewhere.
Totaled, but everyone's okay.
It was pretty rough though. I assume it was fine. He was not at fault.
We go back to your flying thing, but think about, you know, instances flying, all these incidents.
I've had some close calls.
Close calls?
I've had a lot of those, like you're coming in for a landing and something goes dark. We got to retake off.
Oh yeah, okay.
That kind of stuff happens. And sometimes that gets me stressed. And sometimes other things get you stressed, like inflation and things that are happening in this country. So you need to take a look at our friends at Lear Capital. And if you want to learn more right now, I want you to call Lear Capital for your free precious metal investor guide and also ask about the Lear Advantage IRA. Let you transfer or roll over your old 401ks, your IRAs into gold and silver tax advantage IRAs. Plus, Lear is offering free shipping and up to $15,000 in bonus gold or silver with a qualified purchase. Got a call now for details, 800-430-2919. Lear Capital is the most rated precious metal company on Consumer Affairs with a near perfect rating on Trustpilot. Call 800-430-2919. Again, 800-430-2919.
There you go. The friends at Lear.
Yeah. They support us. They support your values.
That's what I said. They're conservative. They not only do they just like support the free speech of us, they actually are conservatives.
Yeah, I like that. I like that about our sponsors, especially today. These are sponsors that share your values. They're not just support. Look, there are a lot of companies, big businesses that will support this show. I'm sure they're great. But, you know, it's not necessarily always like they're not out there promoting we believe in what you believe.
Right.
Lear does. Our company that we're going to promote later on does as well. They do have a domain, a link you can click on. It is in our show notes if you're watching or on our YouTube or Rumble descriptions.
Yep.
So click that link if you want to find out more. But calling is really your best bet.
Yeah. That's 800-430-2919. That's unique for our broadcast. And I think at this time, the numbers today, you know, there's a new report out on spending, and it's gone up a little bit. They're trying to say like the economy, but then you actually look at the actual numbers, it's not good. So the third quarter growth, is technically up, but when you look at the actual numbers, so you're going to hear from Democrats probably the next couple of hours. See, recession's over because they're third quarter.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe it's because Twitter finally closed or is closing right now. There is an interesting thing happening there.
Can I say one thing about that I learned today about you? That's new.
Uh-huh.
And that's weird because, you know, I've known you your whole life.
Yeah.
You breathe smoke.
Oh, that was today. That was something I'd never done before.
That's why I learned it today. I mean, it was shocking.
It didn't happen to you, okay? If it happens to you, much more shocking. Now, we found a few culprits it could be, but I was driving to work. Having myself a DC, a little Diet Coke. Start the morning right.
Started with carbonation and then,
I already had coffee. This was like, you know, this is.
You culprits. It may have been the Diet Coke.
This three drinks in. Yeah, I
don't know. I've had. Or three Diet Cokes.
I've already had a couple coffees. Had a coffee.
And, I don't think it's the coffee.
I don't think it's the coffee. So I'm driving into work and, you know, I'm drinking. You get the soda burps.
Yeah, sure.
I burp. No one else is in the car. I can out loud burp. I'm not going to offend anyone. And a billow of smoke comes out of my mouth.
Smoke?
It stunk. I could taste it. I don't smoke. I don't vape. No, I mean, so it's not like I was like, something got trapped. I was like, what is this? I panicked. And in the moment, because imagine you're just driving.
Are you surprised you panicked?
Weird, and all of a sudden there's just smoke in front of your face for a second. And it billowed out like you were vaping, kind of like a, it swirled. It had that weird swirl.
So you look like you were the guy with the windows up.
Yeah, windows up vapor. And I'm like, oh no.
Which I guess so vaping quickly, is as weird, windows up, but
quickly
still.
I pull over. And because I'm like, man, I gotta try. It billowed. It did billow.
There is no way it billowed.
I promise you, it billowed.
It was like a house fire in your belly.
Well, then I looked it up, and I'm on some medications right now.
Yeah.
And some current medications I'm on, as well as some other
things. That's actually a side effect, is blowing smoke?
It said if you're on these kind of things, and Dragon-ish. I'm actually on a few of them at the time. Plus, I had just taken the medicine, so it may have the
residue?
It may have just broken, you know, kind of.
Oh, like... So your throat
it could be dust. I don't know. See, I don't know if it was. They said
it was
either.
I was thinking about that theory, but I thought, you know, that's got to. You swallow that pretty quick. For that to come back up as smoke.
Yeah. Well, obviously, it wasn't smoke.
But I mean, it was like something visible.
It looked like a fog machine.
Did you, like, almost throw up?
No.
No, was it?
No.
Like,
if I had not noticed it, I would never have thought, other than it tasted weird. And yeah, it came out, and I looked it up, and there's a lot of doctors being like, it's a common thing. It happens to people, specifically if you're on.
If you've blown smoke, not with a cigarette or any other,
just internally.
Anything, just internally, you cannot have a device or lit pipe, anything. It's like Dragon-esque.
And it was cold outside, but I had the heat on for hours, not hours, for minutes. It was probably an hour.
How long is your commute? You're like, I mean, I know we got friends that are truckers, and it's like Logan's over the road.
I warm up my car early though. I do. I'm one of those. I do the little...
You do?
Well, it was very cold this morning.
I know. I like it. I come out that cold, I'm like...
Whoosh. Well, I got to put the kids in the car and take them to school. And my kids,
I
want them to be toasted.
How do you like that? It's very... It upsets me. I'm still to this moment. I can walk out to our parking lot and walk to the...
I do that every morning.
Because I had to switch cars with my wife today.
No, that's what I do. I do that every morning.
Every morning you switch
every cars? Every morning, because my car is not super easy.
Oh, because you take the kids and you come back and then you... That's different. Yeah. When you have to give yours up for the whole day, I got to get this out of there.
Oh, no, it's the opposite.
I don't want this to get thrown away. And
I take my wife's car in the morning just to school.
Yeah.
Because her
utility
car...
Utility purpose.
Her car is much easier for the kids to get in and out of themselves. So I do that. And my car's a mess. So there's also that. I mean, there's also...
What kind of mess?
I mean,
like a hoarder mess?
I clean it every so often and go...
There's smoke damage in it, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. there's some sort of vapor dust that's happening in there. But no, so I'm okay, as far as I know. I haven't asked my doctor. Maybe I should. I'd be like, hey, I don't know if this is a thing.
We can bring him on and ask questions.
But I billowed smoke. Is that a problem from the insides?
He'd probably come on and answer it. I think he would.
Our doctor?
Yeah, he definitely would come on.
You know, he loves podcasts. He's a podcast himself. I'm not going to I don't know if I want to tell people who my doctor is. I feel
that's true.
Private medical information.
It gets a little too local
and
specific. But if you've done it, let us know.
If you billowed smoke?
Yes, without any outside.
Well, I'm trying to keep myself healthy because the kids have been sick.
Yeah, the flu stuff is crazy all over the country.
Yeah, and cold weather, like you said, is here. And you know what that means. Cold, flu, COVID. They're talking now about the triple... Kids are getting RSV, cough, RSV, cold.
That is just horrifying.
COVID. It's
the triple-demic.
Yeah.
The triple-demic of a little COVID mixed with a little RSV, mixed with a little flu. It's
that's horrifying.
Do you ever get back to school?
No.
Does anybody? So, you know, again, if you got a cough, you got a sore throat, you got a runny nose, I think I have all three right now.
well, then maybe you're not doing what you should be doing.
I have more like sinus issues, but... They have a NinjaCough product, too. I don't know if we talked about that one yet, too. So it's NinjaCough is it's a non-narcotic cough suppressant, and it's the strongest one on the market that is non-narcotic. No sugar, no alcohol or dyes, safe for everyone, even kids. And again...
Yeah, I have a bottle of it. It's bubblegum flavored. So,
yeah.
Or no, cotton candy flavored, excuse me.
Yeah, and you know, when your kids, you're very limited in other things. Like if you want Tylenol or Motrin, that's about it.
Well, they have a lot of great products. You should go to their website. It's centurionlabs.com/bros. You'll know you're in the right spot if you see a big, beautiful picture of us. And look, you're right.
Big,
not only if you want to strengthen your immune system, prevent sickness, fight off the flu, they have Defender Immunity Boost. And I've been taking it the last week, specifically when my kids started going down and hundreds of kids in our school started having problems. So that's
but not you.
What?
But are you?
But I'm okay right now. My kids are recovered, so I think I'm hopefully on the other end of it. But now is the defined time to defend your health, save money, and support a company that shares your Christian conservative values, and they love this country. Centurion has dedicated the last 15 years to research and develop safe, effective, and affordable products that are made here in the USA. So you can trust them. For a limited time, listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their first bottle order when you visit CenturionLabs.com/bros, B-R-O-S, and use the promo code bros. That's CenturionLabs.com/bros, promo code bros. And you should do that right now. Take a look. I've really enjoyed talking with these guys and getting used to their products. They have a lot of different, not just the ones we listed.
You got to check it out.
They have a lot of
nighttime
stuff on their website.
PM to immunity booster, but it's for, so you take it before you go to bed. Because some people are like, well, I take vitamin, but it hurt my stomach during the day. So if you, this one you can take at night and kind of let it digest while you're sleeping.
Yeah.
As go to well. So they've got a lot of stuff. They have a lot of stuff. And yeah, I think a lot of products, if you're one of our watchers, listeners, you're going to be into this.
Yeah, and a lot of supplements for a lot of different things you could use it for. So, whether, like I said, pediatric, for pregnancy, there's a lot of different things that are on there. Just go look at their website, again, CenturionLabs.com/bros. So, we appreciate them. Now, I did want to talk about Twitter a little bit before
college
we wrap
football,
up.
Big weekend.
Is it a big weekend?
It's the world's largest outdoor cocktail party.
Oh, Georgia,
party.
Florida is this weekend. But
and there's Tennessee, Kentucky.
Yeah, that one is more interesting. I mean, Georgia, Florida always could go either way.
Shouldn't.
But it doesn't usually.
Shouldn't this time. I mean, it really should not.
No.
It would be a pretty disaster for the dogs.
Yeah. So hopefully that doesn't happen. And then you have...
Who would you put your money on, Kentucky or Tennessee?
I'd put it on Tennessee.
I think so.
I think they got a lot of momentum behind them. Kentucky kind of has had some stumbles.
Yeah, they had a couple losses.
Tennessee's coming off of...
You started strong, Kentucky.
So oh, yeah.
They were ranked high and like... Yeah. They've had a couple good years.
And I thought about going up to Kentucky because they're hosting the Georgia Bulldogs, not that far from here. But it's really not much closer than
that's
going
so
to Athens.
SEC. They're hosted. You know, like, you wouldn't say that about, like, the I don't think people in New York would be like, the Giants are hosting the
I think so.
The Patriots. Hosting?
I think that's from, like, I think of it from, like,
we'll
Madden
little,
football,
we'll
I feel like.
We'll have a cocktail party together and we'll have some hors d'oeuvres catered.
Well, I think, like, the Falcons are hosting the Titans, like I feel like on like old Madden video games where like the commentary was very like,
repetitive.
Oh yeah, it's still not. I mean, there's still a ton in there.
You still play Madden?
My son plays Madden like obsessively.
Is it cooler?
He crushes me.
Has it kind of gotten to be the same? Does like every year does it change much?
It took me a while to get used to it because they did change a lot.
Like the AI is better and stuff.
Yeah, and just the way you play is a little differently. So I'm still used to the old ways.
Is it still like running good?
Yeah, and my son still wins with, you know, going for a fake field goal every other play or you know, all the silly Hail Mary crazy.
Balls down, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he goes for all the crazy plays and half the time they work and he destroys me.
You try to do like the traditional running.
I try
running.
To play and try to teach. Now he's learned a lot about football because of Madden, which I feel like was true for a lot
who
of us.
Who do you play? Who's your team on Madden?
He is usually the Titans just cuz
so
we're local.
He's got Henry.
Yeah,
which, so what's he ranked at, like 93 probably?
So I'll usually be
hard to stop.
I don't know. I'll be the I like Matt Stafford.
That's
I'll
true. So you just follow him around. From
so I'll occasionally
to,
be
the
I'll be them. I'll be I was the Dolphins sometimes. I'm the Raiders. Kind of like playing in their stadium on the game because I love that stadium.
And the Raiders are cool. Unless you were part of like the gang violence of the West Coast.
Yeah, but even that wasn't cool. But it was cool. Like it was newsworthy.
Yeah, I mean, you could like so
I knew what Raider Nation
is. I mean, grew up. She is from LA, and like it's no joke that Raider stuff. If you wear it the wrong way, you can. If you're a fan, you know, they had to constantly move LA with like teams because like every team would be taken over.
Yeah, then they moved to Oakland, and now they're in Las Vegas. And my friends who live
Vegas is a good place for them.
My friends in Vegas have like fully embraced it.
Yeah,
and they're like Raider Nation. I'm like, I think you got to give it 10. You got to give it a generation. Like, I feel like right now the kids that are Titans fans, like the 20 year olds now, I'm like, you're cool because you grew up with this. For me, I'm like, I was like, I moved here. The Titans, you know, the Titans were not a thing for our childhood.
No,
but I feel like our kids. I feel is a legitimate fan.
They're legitimate.
Yeah, I feel
this
like
is the team they know.
I think it's hard for like me to get behind it as much because they didn't.
It
even
It wasn't
exist.
Too hard to leave the Falcons.
No, though I still play as the Falcons because they still got cool. They got
the
cool
stadium's
swag.
Cool.
Yeah,
and yeah. It's always a good
they
dance.
They look cool.
The Dirty Bird.
Yeah,
remember the Dirty Bird?
Oh, I can still Dirty Bird with the best of them. Just it's Will just gave me, he rolled his eyes. Look, we got our one of our producers in there. He's Dirty Bird. You got to do this one. People forget about this part. And if you're watching on, this way you got to watch on Rumble. You get to see me Dirty Bird.
Was Dion, yes.
Of course. Yeah. That was like, when I met Dion Sanders, that was one of like, I'll never forget it. That was one of the highlights of my childhood.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Chipper Jones, Dion Sanders. Atlanta had a good group there. Do we want to talk about Twitter?
Well, the Braves,
do we want to save
different
that?
Level. The Braves were World Series much champion. More successful. Yeah. Now, we had a tough time winning the World Series
yeah.
in our childhood.
Yeah, only once.
But we made it a lot.
All right.
This World Series, again, I love baseball.
Yeah, who cares? I mean, I just don't.
Well, I don't
want
to be mean to our Houston or Philly listeners because, I mean, Philly fans are intense.
Yeah.
I appreciate
Philly's an intense place.
It is. When you look at just, and again, if I'm talking to, I'm not talking about Bucks County here.
No,
I'm not talking about the suburbs. I'm talking
you're talking about
Philly.
Let's go on vacation to Philadelphia.
When you like go on the train, like when you're in D.C., you take the Amtrak up to New York or to Philly.
Yeah.
You go to Philly. It's
Chicago without the art. You know, there's something about it. you know what I mean? Like, Chicago's still got a bit of that New York in it where you're like, it's kind of funky and cool and has culture.
Yeah, yeah.
Philly,
well,
you
there's
got the,
areas.
Yeah, Philly.
Well, I mean, there's areas in Philly too, but it's not just like rough. In West Philadelphia. It's all.
Born and raised. I haven't spent a lot of time in Philadelphia.
No, but I've been around like the state that, man, like the tailgating, it is like that commercial where they're like hardcore fans and like it's freezing cold and like it's not like an SEC tailgate. It's not an SEC tailgate.
Yeah.
Everybody's got like their Carhartt on for real.
I did feel like the only time Oz lied in that debate was when he was just like, I'm going home to watch my Eagles. And I'm like, don't. I'm just kidding. I know he's sure he's a fan, but I feel like
he's a Philly.
I know. It was just funny the way he said it. He was just like, I'm spending my Saturday watching their Sunday, watching the Eagles. Eagles.
It's like,
all
right. It's interesting though, right? When I think of these two, because the.
I mean, Fetterman like feels Philly.
But he's more Pittsburgh.
I know, but I guess I kind of put him together.
You used to think Pittsburgh is like, but actually, I mean, comparatively, I think Philly is much tough. Well, I don't want to get in trouble with Pittsburgh people because they're different.
It feels tougher. Pittsburgh has an art scene, kind of, like I said. Like I know some people there.
I think
that
there was probably a time period where they were very similar because Pittsburgh did lose a lot of population.
Hot Pennsylvania talk. I mean,
it's big in politics, right? It's a huge political state.
Any of our Pennsylvania people in there still? They leave. No, not in there. There was one of our guys who just sold his house in Pennsylvania. He could have chimed in, but he's gone.
Just sold his house
yesterday.
In what part?
In Pittsburgh, in the Berg. So, I mean, I like Pittsburgh because you got Mr. Rogers, and
that's why Logan likes.
I don't know anything else about it.
The Steelers.
I mean, I know the Steelers.
The Pirates.
Big Ben, Roethlisberger.
Controversial. No
is
longer
he controversial?
Playing.
Don't know much.
I thought
about
he
him.
Was controversial, but I think he made a.
Yeah, they're shaking their head. Yeah. Oh, he did some things. Yeah, I think he or allegedly. I don't think there was.
No, they tried to cancel him. They did.
You can't call it. You can't cancel a professional football player. We've learned that.
A successful football.
Yeah. If you're doing. Oh yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. You have to be doing well.
It's amazing what these guys.
Oh yeah.
Convicted.
If you're
not even
bad,
alleged.
If you're bad, you're gone. It doesn't matter if you are a political hero icon.
No. Yeah.
Or not.
Once you're bad for like three games,
you're done.
Like what's it? Who just got benched?
Well, like you could be Colin Kaepernick, or you could be Tim
Matt
Tebow.
Ryan just lost the. They brought him to Indianapolis as a veteran, and he just got benched.
Because you could be Tim Tebow or Colin Kaepernick, and both not perform, and then you're gone.
Yeah, Colin Kaepernick. They don't realize it's like he just couldn't keep it up.
No,
he had a good season. That's honest.
Yeah.
I think if he was really good, he'd be playing.
Well, we need to wrap up today's show, but I did want to bring up this real quick before we did.
Yep.
This came out from Elon Musk because the Twitter deal has...
I feel we're right on... I mean, we were getting like alerts saying it's done. I want it to be 100%.
He's in the office.
He is. Like the money is like significant billions have been transferred. Yeah. I think so, $13 billion was already moved, and that's like when you can say like he's meeting the... There's some deadlines to... There's a couple more things to like, check off the list, but he was like meeting with staff yesterday.
He changed his... Twitter profile to say Chief Twit, and then also from his location is Twitter headquarters. So he's fully like embracing it. He has a picture meeting with the staff at the coffee bar.
Yeah.
He put out this message though. It was, "Dear Twitter advertisers, I wanted to reach out personally to share my motivation in acquiring Twitter. There's been so much speculation about why I bought Twitter and what I think about advertising. Most of it has been wrong. The reason I acquired Twitter is because it is important to the future of civilization to have a common digital town square where a wide range of beliefs can be debated in a healthy manner without resorting to violence. There's currently great danger that social media will splinter into far right and far left wing echo chambers that generate more hate and divide our society. In the relentless pursuit of clicks, much of traditional media has fueled and catered to those polarized extremes, kind of like what we were talking about with the New York Times earlier, and catered to those polarized extremes as they believe that is what's going to bring in the most money. But in doing so, the opportunity for dialogue has been lost. That is why I bought Twitter. I didn't do it because it would be easy. I didn't do it to make more money. I did it to try and help humanity, whom I love. And I do so with humility, recognizing that failure in pursuing this goal despite our best efforts is a very real possibility. That said, Twitter obviously cannot become a free-for-all hellscape where anything can be said with no consequences.
Which it is right now.
In addition to adhering to the laws of the land, our platform must be warm and welcoming to all, where you can choose your desired experience according to your preferences. Just as you can choose, for example, to see certain movies or play video games ranging from all ages to mature. I also very much believe that advertising, when done right, can delight, entertain, and inform you. This is the end of it. It can show you a service or product or medical treatment that you've never knew existed, but it is right for you. For this to be true, it's essential to show Twitter users advertising that is as relevant as possible to their needs. Low relevancy ads are spam, but highly relevant ads are actually content. Fundamentally, Twitter aspires to be the most respected advertising platform in the world that strengthens your brand and grows your enterprise. To everyone who has partnered with us, I thank you. Let us build something extraordinary together.
75% of you are fired.
And we're cleaning house.
Which he should do.
I think so.
Because you know they don't like him. He knows they don't like him, a lot of the staff. They all said they were going to
And they
quit.
Don't necessarily agree with that, that statement.
They like the hellscape.
That is a bold statement to just say, we are going to also cater this to the user, which, by the way, every other social media platform does.
Right.
I mean, how often are you hit as a conservative on Facebook with super liberal content?
No.
Very rarely. Instagram, same kind of thing. You're getting served what you want.
Twitter, I get served a lot of American flag t-shirts.
Yeah. Twitter, you get served almost
like a lot.
Too much. Twitter, you get almost exclusively stuff that, I mean,
Instagram, I think, has got a good model that, because I actually end up purchasing it. And then, like, the three of my friends will also purchase the same item. And that's when you know that, like he said, that ad I don't see as spam because it's like, I like this product.
Yeah.
And how else would I have found about it? I don't go to the mall anymore. I don't, you know, it wouldn't just be Googling, I want an alpaca vest.
Well, to me, I just had to move on from that. The advertising part of that's almost the
last. Because you need an alpaca vest while you're having your Toro.
I don't think that's the word you're saying.
Alpaca?
Alpaca.
Alpaca.
Okay. Whatever.
Okay.
It's a laxative.
I know. Okay.
Alpaca.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's something we don't have here roaming around. It's like a llama, right?
But I'm saying, that statement, to me, I care about the advertising part a little.
The hellscape is true.
The middle part of that statement was very impressive. And again, it's kind of what we all hoped he would say. That's the kind of statement that makes me go, I'm going to try out this platform again because I do miss it. And I miss what it was a decade ago. And if they can do something like that and bring it back in, they can win me back over as a user. Right now, I'm a very limited user. I'll pop on.
Same here.
Put something up. Yeah, you know, what they call it, post and ghost.
I can tell that my followers are also the same way.
Yeah.
They're mostly just using it for breaking news, I can tell. And because when I tweet out stuff that is that's what gets interaction. It's not really commentary. It's not back and forth. I appreciate people who take the time to do that still on Twitter and are trying to use it that way. But it's honestly the nastiness. Yeah. And also, it's so fake nastiness. It's like, you know, these are bots. It's like bot.
Oh, you can see
all the messages are the exact same with different bots.
Yeah. Well,
so I think it's really cool.
He's saying he wants to help humanity. We will see. We will see how this goes.
He said it might not work.
It may fail. And you know what? If Elon decides, you know what, Twitter, we're just going to wrap it up and call it a day.
That's kind of cool too.
Kind of awesome. All right. Well, one, did you see the first? I think it'd be interesting to see one of the first big social media platforms. I mean, MySpace, you could say, is pretty much gone. But let's say post MySpace.
Is it even pretty much? I think it's...
It exists.
Still,
you can go to it.
Exist?
You can go to it.
So someone is still paying to keep it up?
You can barely do anything on it.
I've logged in occasionally to grab a picture.
Yeah, it's mostly music.
Well, that's how they tried to move it to, right? Mm-hmm, and then that didn't work either.
I mean, if you go to the website, it's pretty broken.
Does it move?
It's not great. Should we buy it?
It's probably more
expensive.
How much
would it cost? Yeah. Yeah.
The server.
Like, Hot Topic will buy it to be like, we now just sell t-shirts.
Oh, yeah. That'll
you
be
know, the, or that. Like, you know, Blockbuster. They have a new series coming out on Netflix about Blockbuster.
They have like a
comedy show that's based in the last Blockbuster. It's like, yeah, because there's brand value.
Yeah, everybody talks about it. Do you think anybody would actually like going to no one would actually go.
My one of my friends owns a local video store here, but he also sells a lot online.
Is that niche?
It's like almost horror. Like it's
and there's a whole market of that isn't mainstream.
It's VHS too. A lot of it. It's he sells a lot.
I don't have
collect. It's more to collectors.
Yeah.
And people that kind of just want that nostalgic taste. But no, I
get that. But I mean, if people always say, "Oh, the Blockbuster experience was so awesome," you get your friend. But our kids would. You know what it is? Our kids would not deal.
No. One movie, and what if it's bad? I got to have to live
rewind,
with it.
Rewind like the zzz. So my daughter's watching we were talking about the older TV. She can't stand it.
Yeah.
Like they have to flip it off. The fuzzy.
It's fuzzy. Yeah, they haven't restored it. Yeah. I think that the Blockbuster experience, we romanticize a lot more. Mostly I remember quickly dropping the Dropbox so we don't get hit with another late fee. Like I don't remember the positives as much. I remember them being out of, an officer and a gentleman.
The last time I remember using it, I was dating my wife.
I wish. Yeah, exactly. Amanda and I had a...
So it's that recent.
But it feels like it feels like a lifetime ago. I had the last gasp Blockbuster, which is when they were trying to compete with Netflix, where you could get them in the mail and then you could go swap them out in the store. So we just had random things come that every night we were swapping them and then it became... A lot of people were doing that, and they lost more money. So.
I kind of basics around where was Tara Reid's career?
Okay,
and she was still on the cover of things at that point.
2011? I don't know.
No, that's when I got married, dating.
Yeah,
maybe 4 or 5 years before that.
Yeah,
2006? Yes.
Yeah,
I think she was still pre Sharknado stuff.
Yeah,
pre
before comeback. Yeah, you're just talking about on the Tara Reid barometer.
Yeah, because all this nostalgia is coming back. Yeah.
All right.
That 90s stuff.
Oh, yeah. I know.
It's the early 2000s.
I have all three of the McDonald's Happy Meal pails. I have all three.
They don't come, it came through the delivery, but now, no. It's already gone.
Just back to the boxes. I don't know. I've had, people have kind of, I got connections. People float to me. So I only bought one. Then people show up and be like, "You want that ghost?" I'm like, "Give me that ghost."
What are you going to do with them?
That's what my wife said yesterday. She's like, "What are we going to do with all these Happy Meal pails?" And I was like, "We're going to put them on display." What do you mean? What are we going to do?
Year-round?
I mean, to me, they could be used for art supplies or something. You could make them into a vase. There's other things. Hit the music, Will. Let's bring it. We got it. We got to bring it. No, you're not going to hit the music? Wear them trumpets. I can't hear the trumpets. There it goes. All right.
Has to build, Logan.
I'm going
to
say this. Shout out to Jericho. People, a lot of ask people.
We do.
In the comments say,
where can they find him?
Jericho, give me a second. I'm going to make sure I give you the right
domain. I'll keep talking while Logan's checking that out because a lot of you, some of you don't love the music, but others love it.
Yeah.
And I just tell everybody here, with our podcast, keep an open mind.
You got enough news today.
We're trying, and a little bit more personal about what's going on in our lives.
You can look up Jericho on all your favorite platforms.
I'll keep talking. So anyway, this weekend, if
he sent it to me the other day.
I don't know if I'm allowed to do that. I don't know if we're cleared for sports betting.
JerichoMusic.com.
Well, there you go.
Very
Jericho,
easy.
Biblical spelling.
Yeah, the traditional way you spell it.
The traditional.
I don't even know what an alternative way.
I don't know. I'm just trying to make it clear for people.
Yeah, JerichoMusic.com. That could take you to TikTok, Spotify, pick up some merch.
Is that song, though, is not on?
No, they maybe want, we can talk to him. He's got a lot. He's got a song called "I Think I'll Go to Israel" that y'all would like. He's with us.
Should we put the Secular Brothers song out as a song, so people just be jamming along to just our intro music?
I mean, it doesn't go further than that. That's the problem. It's only
that'd be
a minute long, not even 30 seconds. All right, let's wrap it up. We'll be back on Monday. For a very special Secular Brothers. Will we be in costume? You'll have to find out then.
Probably not.
All right, we'll see you on Monday.
See if I remember to bring it.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.